Okay, my name is Michael Crystal, and I was born in, believe it or not, Jamestown, North Dakota, which is not a place you expect a merchant seaman to come from. But as it turned out, my father, who was in the Navy for 30-some-odd years, was a Navy recruiter in North Dakota for a while, at one time in his life. But anyways, so I was born in North Dakota, Jamestown, North Dakota, in 1950. I have three other brothers and two sisters, come from a Navy family. When I turned 18 years old and 2 weeks out of high school, I joined the Marine Corps. That was in July 22nd, 1969. I went active duty in the Marine Corps. I trained, went to Vietnam. I'm a combat veteran. I'm a decorated combat veteran. After I got out of Vietnam, I think it took me about 5 years to recover from the war. I just, I had a hard time. There was no one, you know, to help people out. Yeah. When you came home from Vietnam, it wasn't like, you know, welcome home, and, you know, not like it is today. It was kind of tough, but I didn't even realize it was tough, because back in those days, you just kept your mouth shut and did what you... No one wanted to hear about the war, so you didn't talk about the war. So I think it took me like 5 years to recover from that, you know. And I think in like 1976 is when I realized that I needed to go to college. So I used the GI Bill, and I put myself through college. I got a degree in offshore marine technology, which is a heavy emphasis on oil exploration. And that was, I graduated from college in 1979, and I joined Zapata Marine Services. They are a large international corporation in the oil business. And I started out as an ordinary seaman, and I stayed with them from 1979 to 1987.
And where did you go to school?
I went to Florida Institute of Technology, Melbourne, Florida.
And so you got it was a four-year degree?
Actually, it was a two-year associate's degree.
Okay.
Basically, what it was to provide a little bit better educated sailor to enter the oil business.
Mm-hmm. Really. So it's kind of like a feeder program to corporations who...
Yeah, to provide a better employee in the oil business.
Yeah.
I had the GI Bill, and I knew I wanted to go to school, and I go, well, I'll do this.
Right.
So there was no academy. I didn't go to like Kings Point or Maine Maritime or Mass Maritime. I basically got a two-year degree, an associate's degree in offshore marine technology, and I immediately joined an oil company, oil exploration company, which was Zapata, and I worked from them 1979 to 1988, and I worked my way up from ordinary seaman to master with them. In 1988, they changed the Code of Federal Regulations in December 1987. Anybody who held a 1,000-ton master of freight and towing and sailed as vessels over 200 gross tons as master could cross over and sit for a third mate's license, unlimited third mate. So, boom, I was gone. That was the December 1987. In January 1988, I left Zapata Marine Services and went to work for Vita Chemical Tankers out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And got my third mate's license, and I was with them for 2 years. And unfortunately, I got laid off because we were... one of the things we were doing, we were carrying superphosphoric acid to Odessa. And two of the ships that were going there, they're managed by the Vita Chemical Tankers, and we lost a management contract. So two complete ship's crews had to go. So since I had just joined the company, I was the first to ask to leave. So that was in July 1989. So I was in Mass Maritime renewing my radar certificate, and a guy there said, hey, man, you ought to join... Masters, Mates, and Pilots. They're looking for tanker people to work for the Kuwaiti Oil Tanker Corporation.
Right.
And so I said, okay, well, I'll do that. So that was in July 1989. And I got to tell you that those years I was in the oil field from 1979 to 1988 were quite extraordinary years. Mm-hmm. I worked in every major oil field around the world, everywhere. And that's including things like working in Angola during the Civil War, as you know, as they going up the Congo River with hand-drawn charts, watching bodies floating down the river. We went up the river to get fresh water and helicopter fuel and cement for the drilling operation. But anyways, so yeah, I mean, I could tell you all kinds of stories about just by being in the oil business.
So